You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, May 23rd. I'm Zoe Zaffmary, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number, 0.01%. That's how much the S&P 500 gained on Friday, finishing at 3,901 points and managing to avoid closing in a bear market. The index, which touched 3,810 points earlier in the day, would have needed to close below 3,837 points in order to officially be deemed a bear market. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite all started the session with gains. The Dow gained 0.03% on Friday, while the NASDAQ dropped 0.3%. Friday's performance marked the seventh straight week of declines for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 in their worst showings since 2001. The Dow saw its worst losing streak in 90 years, with its eighth weekly loss in a row. The next number up is $1.60. Those are the adjusted earnings per share that Foot Locker reported for its first quarter on Friday. Sales for the period rose 1% to about roughly $2.2 billion, coming in slightly under forecasts. For the fiscal year, Foot Locker is predicting adjusted earnings at the high end of its guidance for $4.25 to $4.60 a share. Foot Locker's results come amid a rough week for retail companies. Both Target and Walmart posted earnings that missed expectations. But Foot Locker could still be an opportunity for investors. Almost 75% of the company's business is in the U.S. Foot Locker is also trying to offer a wider array of shoe brands as Nike continues to be hurt by China's COVID lockdowns. This means that Foot Locker might be less directly impacted by issues overseas. Foot Locker shares closed up 4.1% on Friday, but the stock is down about 27.7% so far this year. Our last number is 1.9%. That's how much gold futures climbed last week, ending at $1,841.80 a troy ounce, according to Dow Jones market data. The strong performance broke a four-week losing streak for the metal. As of Friday, gold was up four of the last five sessions. The metal capped off the week by climbing 0.03% on Friday, or 60 cents per troy ounce. Gold futures are up 0.8% so far this year and off 10.2% from the metal's record price, which it hit in August 2020. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, May 23rd. I'm Zoe Zaffmary, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.